Bandwidth and hosting for Bagel Tech Media is provided by UK2.net, web hosting for everyone. Your source for everything that's happening in media tech, this is Bagel Tech Media, episode number 43 for Tuesday, February 22nd, 2011. Google for Gaga. Hello, listeners, and welcome to our Tuesday installment of Bagel Tech Media. I'm Kyle Swagger. It is great to have you on board for our first installment of the Bagel Tech Media podcast for this week. As you know, we do it twice a week. Got the Tuesday and got the Friday edition coming at you this week, of course. And I hope everybody had a really good weekend. Mine was actually kind of busy, actually. I don't know where the weekend went. Probably like a lot of you. You're sitting there thinking, here comes Friday. Ooh, Saturday's here. Sunday. Oh, it's Monday again. Yeah, it's kind of that kind of weekend for me. But hey, it's all right. We're Tuesday. We're getting into hump day. Wednesday's tomorrow. We're almost there again. Before we know it, it'll be Saturday, and we'll be saying the same thing all over again. It's just how it works. Of course, don't forget Bagel Tech Media, part of the Bagel Tech Network. BagelTechNews.com, the network website. You can get this show and other great Bagel Tech shows right over there, BagelTechNews.com. We're also a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network as well at TechPodcasts.com. I have to say, the media tech news is it's a little bit on the skimpy side coming off the weekend. Sometimes it's good, sometimes there's a lot of it, sometimes there's none of it. But there is a little bit of it today, so let's get you caught up right now. Kicking off our Tuesday edition of Bagel Tech Media, it's the folks over at Apple once again. This is something that's been Apple's just full of rumors right now. I mean, it's from iPads to iPhones and now TVs. Of course, we've kind of talked a little bit on Bagel Tech Media here recently about, I've kind of given my own little rumor out there that I think Apple's probably going to do a TV this year. And now, according to what we're hearing from a few rumors, the website for doing hiring for Apple's actually looking for somebody that's has expertise in notebook computers, desktop computers, servers, standalone displays, and TV. Actually, it just says TV. It doesn't say TVs. Just TV. So, of course, cyberspace out there, everybody's going, well, you know, Apple must be doing a TV. It's got to be happening this year for sure, man. Well, I still kind of feel like that we're going to be heading to that this year, possibly the Christmas market. I don't know why, probably because Apple has done everything else, so why not a TV? I don't know if they're going to be able to call it iTV. We thought the little TV device now, the Apple TV, was going to be called that. Well, that kind of got scrapped, probably because maybe it has something to do with the British broadcasting channel ITV. We don't know that for sure, but it's just a possibility. So who knows what it's going to be called? It could be just called the Apple Television. I'm sure they'll think of something cool about it. Of course, again, it's all rumor. It's all rumor based, and I don't know. It's not like Apple to sit there and just really stick its neck out and say, hey, yeah, we're looking for TV developers. I mean, they're a little bit more incognito about that than just putting it on the website as such. Possibility, I'm thinking more probably for development of their Apple TV platform. But hey, here's hoping, right? You never know. We could be seeing it. I think we are later this year, though. Definitely not over summer. I don't think so. No little Apple birdie has landed on my shoulder yet and told me otherwise, so. Speaking of streaming TV, the folks over at Samsung have confirmed that its Twin View technology, which is giving the basic ability to stream Samsung TV content to mobile devices, will only be available, of course, on the Samsung Galaxy Tab 10.1 and the Samsung Galaxy S2. That's it. Sounds like DRM to me, kind of, doesn't it? And I know everybody's saying, well, that's exactly what Apple does. Well, yeah, that's what I don't like about Apple sometimes is the wall of garden DRM effect, or DRM, should I say, effect. And yeah, that's what Samsung's doing. I guess you would kind of want everything to be glorified and move so smoothly in the Samsung universe. So that's probably why they're choosing to do this. They're not going to develop out of it. And you know, let's face it. I guess, you know, actually the Samsung Galaxy Tab 10.1, it does look very good. It sure looks a heck of a lot better than the first Samsung Galaxy Tab that came out, the 7-inch version. Of course, how many months has that been? And that thing is already obsolete. And here we go again. So if you're looking for your Samsung TV content and you want it to be streamed to a mobile device, then it looks like you're going to have to be getting the Samsung Galaxy Tab 10.1 or the Galaxy S2 in order to do that. Of course, it is running Android. Who knows? There might be a hack in the future since Android is somewhat open. But look for this to be Samsung's version of DRM. Lovely. Oh, the Zune. Moving on to the Zune now. We reported on our Friday show, the Zune's dead. Well, maybe it's not. Well, it looks like it is. Microsoft's not saying it is, and Microsoft's not saying it isn't. Well, Canada is probably thinking it's not really dead yet, because they're going to be getting a new Zune HD player. Now, Microsoft is not saying when the thing is coming out. They have given no pricing whatsoever on the thing. They're just saying it's coming. A new Zune HD is coming to Canada. Only Canada. I still feel the Zune is dying. Based from what we're seeing about the new Zune HD coming in Canada, it is basically a copy of the 2009 HD Zune. It's almost exactly the same thing. In fact, the hardware is exactly the same thing. Is this a rebranding? Is this a way of, we've got a lot of stocks, guys. We need to be pushing these out. Maybe we can push them up in Canada. Yeah. Maybe the Canadians will buy them. Canada, our listeners in Canada, don't be fooled. This thing looks almost identical to what came out in 2009. I do believe firmly, I think the Zune is on its way out. Microsoft knows that. Look for a rebranding of it. Branding, should I say. I don't think that the actual, I want to say the service itself, that Zune service is going to die. I think, you know, obviously that will continue. It's just going to be named something else. The Zune marketplace will be named something else. You know, it could be part of Xbox Live. We've heard other various things that it's going to team up with their sort of Xbox side. So that remains to be seen. But look for the name Zune. I think my gut feeling, it's going to be disappearing this year. Yes, 2011 is not the year of the Zune. Spotify, you know it, you love it, you want it, and if you're in Europe, you always go, nah, 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 you can't have it. Well, most of us can have it, not quite yet. Reporting last week, Spotify did tie up, of course, EMI in the States for another record label. Two down, two to go. Yay. But now things are coming out saying that Spotify is actually valued at $1 billion. And they have a lot more investments coming in. This is according to some venture capitalist sources that say that the major new round of investments on the way or to the Swedish music company streaming service, which is known as Spotify, should I say, is valuing the company now at $1 billion. And we don't talk about money much on this show. Yeah, I don't know nothing about stock markets or these kind of things. But honestly, the U.S. is still the number one dominant player in digital music. I mean, iTunes is proof of that. Even other things, Pandora, these kind of things, you know, is proof of that. Honestly, if they have not tackled that market yet, I can't see Spotify being worth $1 billion. Even if they tackle the market, I don't know if I can see Spotify being valued at $1 billion. And it seems like everything's worth $1 billion. Facebook's worth $50 billion. Twitter's worth billions upon billions. Who knows? You know, everything's worth billions nowadays. It degrades everything, degrades the value of everything. Everything's worth $1 billion if it's online now. Spotify, I don't think so. Even when you finally make it in the U.S., I don't think you're worth $1 billion. But it still would be nice to actually have the service available worldwide. Now, wouldn't it, everybody? Europe, please stop going na 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 na, and hopefully the rest of the world will be able to get it. We're still waiting for it in Asia, and God knows we're still waiting for it in the U.S. $1 billion? We shall see. We shall see. Something that actually popped up on the old media radar over the weekend, and it's our folks actually over at the Extremer. Now, the Extremer, if you've heard me talk about it a little bit, I've mentioned it a little bit on Bagel Tech Media Podcast. It's basically a set top streaming media box. I mean, we're talking similar things to like the Boxy Box or even Apple TV for that fact, except not tied to the Apple universe. I actually personally own the first Extremer, and I love the thing. I think it's really, really good. Well, they've come out with, with the Extreme Ultra HT PC, home theater PC. Now, this thing looks quite cool. Very cool, in fact. It's going to have a dual core Atom D525 processor, an Ion 2. It has up to 4 gigabytes of DDR3 memory. It has an HDMI DVI outputs, 6 USB ports on this thing, an eSATA socket, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, gigabit internet, Ethernet, and support for an IR remote control. It sounds like a PC, doesn't it? Well, that's just, in a sense, that's exactly what it is. It's a home theater PC. The price point on this, we're hearing about 200 euros is what we're hearing. And I guess they got some special deals if you've already done Extremer before and you can get on some list, you can get it for about 100 euros off. But 200 euros, and this thing apparently can run Windows, it can run Ubuntu, it can run even some Hackintosh version software we're hearing. Of course, you can stick BoxyBox on this thing, Plex, if you can get Mac running, of course, on the thing, XBMC will run on the thing. This thing looks very, very cool. Could give BoxyBox a run for its money, because let's face it, the BoxyBox, it's been a disappointment. The interface on it, most people are happy with the one you can actually download for free online over than the one that comes on the BoxyBox. And this thing will actually run that native app as Boxy started out with. So something to actually consider. I mean, I'm kind of looking at this thing, to be honest, because I'm looking to upgrade, and this could be the one to upgrade. You know, a home theater PC the size of a router stuck underneath my TV setup. Yeah, kind of sounds really enticing to me. All right, I didn't really want to mention this, guys, and that's probably why I've been choking up all podcast, and I can't get the single words out because I know the story that's coming. Lover, hater, don't understand her. Well, she's here to stay, Lady Gaga. Yeah, she has the fastest ever single to get to number one, or get to 1 million downloads, should I say, on iTunes. It only took this thing 5 days. The track is called Born This Way, and 5 days to get to 1 million digital sales in the iTunes store. Yeah, like I said, you know, I'm not a big Lady Gaga fan. She's obviously here to stay. I mean, she's got what, like 8.2 million Twitter followers, like something like over 400,000 subscribers on YouTube. I guess it kind of makes sense. Now, I'll look at it another way too. The music industry is in trouble. Really? You just had 1 million downloads in 5 days, guys. People are obviously buying music. This only proves it. I'm not a big fan of Lady Gaga. There's a lot of people that are, said that she's a very good artist, and you know, I'll take their word for it. So that's kind of how I view this thing with music piracy and all that. If you put out good artists, music industry, it's obvious, I guess. People will buy it. Well, that does it for your Tuesday edition of Bagel Tech Media. Hey, guys, once again, and gals, because I know we get male and female listeners. Thank you so much for taking the time to tune in and download the Bagel Tech Media podcast twice a week. I mean, without you guys, wouldn't be doing the show, and you are the ones that really keep us going. And, of course, our sponsor, UK2.net. They really keep the entire Bagel Tech network going. Go over to BagelTechNews.com right now, and you're going to see that little emblem that says UK2.net. Click through there. It'll take you to their website. If you're looking for some really great, reliable web hosting or even domain name, give them a check, you know, and see if it'll work for you. We're not asking you to buy stuff. We're just asking you to check them out. But please use the click-through. That way they know we are sending you, and that way they keep supporting the Bagel Tech Network. Because without them, there's no Bagel Tech Media. There's no Bagel Tech Network. There's nothing. We would really just dry up and go away. The network would be basically dead in the water because we could not afford the bandwidth and the hosting for all the shows. So thank you, UK2.net. Also, you can find us over there at BagelTechNews.com. Get subscribed to the audio edition of the podcast. We're also available in iTunes, and while it still lasts, the Zune Marketplace as well. Also, you can follow us on Twitter. Stay up to date on Media Tech News at twitter.com/BagelTechMedia. You can also find me on Twitter as well at twitter.com/KyleSwagger. And email us. It's never out of the question. Love to get it. Been answering it so far this week, and I want to get it from you. BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. That's BagelTechMedia@gmail.com. Always love to hear from each and every one of you. Now, once again, I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. I will see you back here on Friday for Bagel Tech Media. This is your source for everything that's happening in media tech.